T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time now for The Lighter Side of Sports, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss on Gresh and Fourier.
It's The Lighter Side of Sports, sponsored by Awaken 180. Do what Gresh, Skinny Shime, and Andy Hart has done. Awaken 180. How much weight did you lose on Awaken 180 anyways?
On the program, about 20 pounds exactly, and then I've lost 3 or 4 pounds since.
There you go.
In maintenance phase.
Look at you.
Lean, mean fight. I can't wait for the summer. Take my shirt off, get some tan on the old six-pack.
Yeah, it's let me make sure. When is the boat coming out?
We're not there yet. It's still cold. I'm uncovering the boat soon,
though. Okay.
I've looked at the cover like I'm getting
You're jonesing for it.
But then I walk outside and the wind chill's like 26.
Yeah, it's too cold. Happy Gilmore, you're a fan of the movie, right?
I mean, yes.
Okay. So,
is anybody of sort of my generation, the 90s,
it's funny.
I do wonder
how, like, our kids, like your son or my son, how would they appreciate the cult classic that is Happy Gilmore, starring Adam Sandler?
Not a classic.
Yeah, it is. It's
not a cult
is.
Classic. It's just a classic, right? Is that what we're going with?
And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's my guy.
So my son and his friends have seen some of these, but I feel like some of their attraction to them is they realize where I've gotten half my lines I've used over the years, and they're like, son of a half
I lines bet you, come I bet you,
movie.
Do you think
you suck, you jackass?
You need to text your son and find out if he has seen this movie or not. Has he seen Happy Gilmore?
Oh, at least in portions. Oh,
okay, all right. Yeah. Well, because there's a Happy Gilmore 2 coming out.
Okay, so, who's making it?
So, well, no, hold on. So, Christopher McDonald was on 97.3, The Fan in Cleveland.
The Fan, very creative.
I know, right? Does every city have a radio show called The Fan?
We don't, because we're cool.
So, he played Shooter McGavin, okay? Obviously, everybody knows who a Shooter McGavin is.
And he's been very active on Twitter.
And he basically spilled the beans and says, hey, he ran into Adam Sandler, and Adam said gave him a rough draft of Happy Gilmore 2. So now where I direct everybody to go to Twitch. Go to Twitch, follow WEEI, because this was Coop's idea. Because there's a lot of people who are rumored to be part of Happy Gilmore 2. Because there's some people who are dead and will not be in the sequel. Like Bob Barker, dead at 99.
That's too bad.
Carl Weathers, who was Chubbs, dead. Yeah, rest in peace. The soundbite, you know, I don't know the actor's name, but he was Jaws in all the James Bond movies.
Richard Kiel.
He's passed away
wrong,
also, right?
Bitch.
He did.
I think for a while.
Okay, Lee Keeled Trevino, over. Is he dead? How about Lee Trevino? Is he dead? The former golfer? Because he was in the movie also.
His grandma must be dead, right?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know if your grandma's dead.
Yeah, shit.
Dead. Oh, gosh, everybody's dead. All right, so let me know how you
long
think.
Long dead.
Lee Trevino alive. He's 84.
Okay, so somehow he's going to find his
Make
way into
movie
this
soon.
Movie. Yeah, hurry up. Okay, so the rough draft is out. So now all we have now are rumors of people who will be in the movie.
Okay.
Okay. Sydney Sweeney.
Okay.
You know who Sydney Sweeney is? Like
I could use a refresher.
The kids. Okay, so Coop is up on Twitch right now. If you want to know who a Sydney Sweeney is, there it goes. Okay, that's the worst picture of Sydney Sweeney. That wasn't the one I thought he would use, but that's Sydney Sweeney.
Looks fine to me.
She's been in a bunch of movies that my kids have seen. Very attractive, a younger lady. How about Margot Robbie? She is rumored to be cast to play Snack Bar Girl.
One.
Is that Margot Robbie? I don't know why Coop is bringing up pictures of
that
them
like
playing
Miley
golf.
Cyrus or something.
Because they're talking about Happy Gilmore 2.
I know, but
that's
like,
a bad
that
photo.
Is not let me tell
she's
you,
golfing.
She,
that's
she will
a bad
not,
photo.
I get terrible direction on my part. I probably should have said, make sure you, you know, show them in a bikini, because that's what they will be doing. All right, so this is Paige Spiranak. Is that Paige Spiranak, who is basically a golfer? There you go.
Basically, she's on, like, the women's
tour. I know, but is she really?
Careful.
Well.
Careful.
What is she known for, Nick?
Golf.
She, you think the world of Spiranak is known for golf?
Yes.
Or something else?
Golf.
Golf. What do you think something else is?
Well, there's two of them.
Chicks.
Yeah, her, I don't, I think.
Her feet?
Have you seen the video?
What?
So there's a, her
he said
feet.
There's two of them.
There's two,
she has
of
two
them.
Feet.
How about this one? So, oh, there you go. That's Paige Spiranak. All right, that's
she's
what I know.
She's placing her ball.
She's listen, if
she's
you don't know who she
her
is,
ball
look
on
at
the
her.
Green.
She, there's a picture of her. You know the dream sequence that is in Happy Gilmore, where his girlfriend, who is like the PR girl,
yeah,
that's who they want. Paige Spiranak is actually politicking so she could be the PR girl from Happy Gilmore
that's
1.
That's an upgrade.
It is definitely an upgrade.
But Margot Robbie gets
not that much of an upgrade.
Snack girl,
huh? Yeah,
I think Julie Bowen's pretty good looking
from the original.
The original,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, compared to that,
cute. I would say Modern Family. Yeah,
that's her.
Oh, that's her. She's the mom.
She looks much better in Modern
oh,
Family.
Oh, definitely. I'll take the older version of her.
Yeah,
not the young one. I
is that
like,
something to do with us or her?
Probably us. Yeah. Probably definitely us. All right, how about
Julie
this
Bowen's
one?
Julie Bowen's throwing gas.
So, Billy, need to get your opinion on this one. Okay,
I'm busy.
Because
what's up?
Chubbs is dead not only in the movie but in real life.
Correct.
Okay,
they
the are
more important aspect.
The
is
rumor,
real life part.
Okay, is that Tiger Woods is going to play Chubbs Jr.
Awesome.
He is going to be
bit my hand.
Oh my!
He is going to play
awesome.
His son in this movie in Happy Gilmore 2. Thoughts on that?
Just the names you're throwing out there. This can't be real.
Why?
Well, these will.
It feels like there's too many huge yeah. names and something that's probably just going to be like a Netflix movie.
You know who's
again,
doing this
saw
right now?
Margot Robbie, Snack Girl. It made sense in your head. She leads like every movie she's
right.
in.
Right. She's a.
I know,
she
but
was, she was
is
Bobby.
This is Gerard Mayo's
she was
promotion
Bobby,
of
now,
this.
And
we
now
could get Tiger Woods. We could get that.
And
then
we're
not
going
to get anybody.
But they're okay. Girl. So, okay. Just humor me this.
Of course.
Okay. Hold on. Like, so the superstars will play in some of these. Bit movies, walk across the screen. They don't get paid a lot of money, but they're gonna want to be a part of it, and they're gonna want to be. What is it? The Wayne's World movies where the spy who shagged me and all that other silly
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. He kept doing those movies, and stars kept having cameos in those movies.
I'll give you a better example in Grown Ups or Grown Ups 2 or whatever the Adam Sandler movies.
Both
not
awesome.
Only does he have all his boys, he's got Shaq. He's got Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, he brings in some cameos to his movies. So I don't totally rule it out. My question
yeah,
is.
Actors.
No, but Tiger Woods.
Tiger
I don't
Woods,
think Tiger Woods is going to have a large role.
He's perfect.
He is perfect for it. He is perfect for it.
Chubbs Jr. and have a small role.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much I would allow Tiger Woods to carry the movie. Like, Carl Weathers is a real actor. I mean, he's...
Yeah, no, I think you can do it.
He's a real actor.
Did Shaq carry Grown Ups? No.
No, but he was good in it for the part that they placed him in.
And
it was great.
Tiger is capable of being good if they produce it properly. Right?
Tiger
I'm just
Woods,
questioning the movie
that
as a
is,
whole.
That is the... That would be, as far as, like, dream scenario, Tiger Woods playing his son, and somehow... And the other part of this is that...
I'd rather him play the Lee Trevino role, where he just shakes his head at him. No lines, no. I mean, he just had one line.
I would take that too, but he really works well as Chubbs' son.
He does. Now, would he have no?
So
hands?
The other part of this that it's so
Should
instead
Michael
of being
B. Jordan to play him.
Well, that's another again another great idea.
Michael B. Jordan should play Chubbs Jr. He played his son in the Rocky movies.
And is this going to be a regular movie or is this another one of Sandler's? He owes Netflix like 10 movies. So
that's probably it.
I'm assuming
maybe.
It's going to Netflix.
Yeah. So the other premise that was released in this whole radio interview from Shooter McGavin was the fact that it doesn't necessarily take place on the PGA Tour, that Happy Gilmore goes to like a their
Live
version
Golf.
Of Live Golf. Yeah, it's
like it.
So he goes to because wouldn't this work? The way he tees off, everything
absolutely.
Works perfect.
And it's in Dubai.
A Subway endorsement because he's going to make $10 billion playing one tournament.
Yeah, I like it. I'm in.
I'm all in for Sydney Sweeney.
I'll be disappointed. I go
it's
in.
It's going to suck.
Yeah, no.
It's going to suck. There's no way it's good.
Yeah, and we have a certain there's a nostalgia for us, I guess, for the original. in a certain phase of our lives or whatever, and now you go to this, it's not going to live up to the hope.
No, it never, ever
no
works.
No sequel 25, 30 years apart is going to be good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
might be good.
Beetlejuice has a shot.
I kind of like all the Rockies.
No, but like, those were the difference between Rocky 1 and Rocky 6. Like, you filled those gaps in between.
You just mean the one long
jump.
Yeah,
like you didn't go Rocky 1 to Rocky Balboa.
So was Coming to America 2 not good?
Garbage.
Horrible.
I didn't see it.
Terrible. It was an
Is there
insult.
No example?
That was a money grab.
Is this a proven fact, Billy?
What do you mean? No. There are funny sequels, but I'm saying
it's
tough to find a sequel that is just as good.
Multi-decade. Give me a decade, you know, 20
so
to 30
years.
Dumb
and Dumber. They did Dumb and Dumber, and then they did Dumb and Dumber 2,
horrible.
And that was hot garbage.
Yep. Nope. Okay. So now you got me even more down on this. I don't even want to see it. I mean, I'll watch it.
No, we'll watch it.
Netflix.
Of course we'll watch it, right.
Especially if I don't have to pay for it.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, that's a lot of side of sports for today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.